Hello, and welcome to the New Homeowner Podcast. This is a podcast for first-time homebuyers who are building a brand new home. In this episode, we'll be talking about your new home orientation. You're almost to the finish line, and we're going to talk about what to expect at your new home orientation, some of the common questions that people ask at this meeting, and what do you need to know to maintain your home. And later in the episode, our guest will explain his catchphrase, prepare to protect. I wonder what that can mean. That's very interesting. My name's Jason. I'm joined today with my co-host, Amy and Kelsey. You know, it reminds me, prepare to protect, reminds me of prepare to qualify. Do you remember that? That's an older Atari 2600 pole position game, but it was, the game started out as like prepare to qualify. And it was this computerized voice that's just stuck in my head forever.
Can't say I relate to that. Can't at all. Relate. No, but I'm going to have to do a Google search once this wraps up.
Look for the video. I'm sure it's on YouTube. You can find out what that is. How's it going? You know, for the podcast listeners, you guys may be listening sort of back to back, you know, with a few days in between. We haven't seen each other in probably a month just due to schedules and holiday stuff. So it's good to check in with you guys.
Yeah, it's nice to be back together for sure.
Yeah, it feels like it's been a really long time. I finally have a little bit of an update on my home.
I was hoping that you might. How's it going?
Yeah, no, very exciting. So they started on our home, dug the hole. We have the foundation walls in and our basement plumbing rough-ins.
Your walls are in. Wow, okay.
They are in. Yep. So we got to stop by the home site last week. We're about an hour away, so we don't get to frequent it, but it was exciting to see it kind of start to come to life. And like everyone says, it looked small.
And have you met any neighbors yet? Have you been walking around? I guess you're not there very often. But
yeah,
normally,
we're not there often enough, but we always, you know, we're usually just doing a quick drive-by and everyone's, you know, gives us the friendly neighborly wave. So we're excited to meet them.
That's good.
She's not telling you the truth. She's looked them all up online.
Oh, well, okay.
See, you can do that now. You can possible. Sort of neighbor stalk.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're all guilty of
you
it.
You should just go ahead and create the Facebook group right now and just start having people join.
I've already joined the Facebook group.
That's already there.
That was right after contract.
That was how she could look people up.
Exactly.
This is so handy. I wish I'd had that for our neighborhood. Amy, what's going on in your world? We were just chatting on the way down here to the studio that your kids get up at the bright early hour of 5:30 a.m. How are your boys doing?
My boys are doing great. They're halfway through the year of kindergarten and they're loving it. They do get up at 5:30. So when I was growing up, we were not allowed to watch TV before school.
Well, we had to watch TV. My mom was like, go sit down. I need to feed five kids.
So I'm your mom. So I'm like, everybody turn on a show right away, sit down. And that's that. So my mom lives with us and she gives me the judgy eye on that every single day. But sometimes it just has to happen.
That would be crazy. I didn't live with my mom at any point in my life, but that would be very interesting to sort of have that parent view always looking over your shoulder like, well, that's not how I would do
it. Well, and it's important to note that my mom gets up at 8:30. The boys leave the house at 9. So from 5:30 to 8:30, give me a break.
It's all you. It's all you. Well, we're joined today by our special guest, Ryan. Ryan is a regional production trainer. You can give us a little bit of background about your role currently, and I'm sure you've built a house or two in your time with us, Ryan.
I have indeed built a house or two or a couple hundred, somewhere in that zone for sure.
I figured it was more than just one.
Yeah. You got to pay your dues to get up on the lofty pedestal of teacher. as they go. So the regional production trainer is very much what it sounds like. It's if you want to come in and start building houses, you have to go through the training process. We have a pretty exceptional process. It feels very much like going through a college tradesman's course or something. A lot of classwork, a lot of field demonstration to make sure that the individual that's being hired in is ready to follow the rules that we have and the process that we have and the quality standards that we have.
I would actually love to do that course. If they would ever let me leave for more than a day or
come
two
on
here,
in, I'll let you
spend
audit.
Like two or three months.
Yeah, you can jump right on in.
That's very cool. And then more recently, you've been helping us out or helping yourself out too with some video production. We have some new stuff. We'll be talking about it during the episode today, but you sort of have a background in that. Is that right?
I do. Yeah. I have an unusual background having nothing to do with hammers and screwdrivers
that's
and all
not,
that kind
that's
of stuff.
That's not totally uncommon for our company. So tell us about it.
It's very true. Yeah. So from the video production standpoint, it has to do with music primarily. I was started way back in the day in music performance, vocal performance major, hooray, and kind of realized that career path was unlikely to be, you know, a smash hit. So I went to the production side of it. So microphones and cameras and such, and kind of dabbled in that throughout my college career. And that took took me a little nice. Dab into that world.
That's awesome. I'm seeing our future podcast hosts potentially, you know, when I'm out to pasture, maybe you'd like to take over.
Well, we shall see.
We'll see how the episode goes. Well, let's jump into the topic of the day, the new home orientation. Give us a little bit of background about the customer's journey up until this point, and then we'll jump into the detail of exactly why we have this meeting, who should be attending, and what we're looking to get out of it, both from our standpoint, the builder and the home buyer.
Yeah, so the journey so far is a whole lot of just keeping you up to date with what is happening that you're not really involved in, per se. I mean, there's a couple little touch points where we're meeting you in the field and you get to see a few things, and hopefully some email communications and pictures have been very valuable to you throughout time, and you've been able to be participatory as sort of an observer off in the wings for the most part.
Driving by, Kelsey.
Yeah, one thing to note really quick, I also have been getting photo updates via an app, which is so exciting. Every day when I get that notification, I get all giddy. So love
great.
That you mentioned that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So so that whole portion is really the observer perspective. And this is really where it turns pretty hard right into participatory in the process of the house, understanding the house and really starting to take ownership of it and be excited that this is now yours and your property. That's the NHO, the new home orientation.
Okay. So it is a scheduled meeting where is it an hour, 5 minutes, a couple hours?
Well, 5 minutes would be a little unfortunate. I think most people would probably find that to be a tiny bit disappointing. Well, right now you can expect to be about an hour and a half. This meeting used to be a bulk of easily 3 hours or more because of the education aspects of this meeting. So the new home orientation is sort of a two-part thing for me. It's a huge celebration. It's like, wow, this is exciting. We're finally here. You can expect the house to be clean and shiny and complete with no miscellaneous items that are still in process.
Because we're well past sort of inspection phase.
Yeah.
This is, all right, we're 99.9% done and you're moving in a couple of days, or at least you're going to own the house in a couple of days. When you move in is up to you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's a very important point, is that we don't do just our own inspections. We actually hire a third party company to create an inspection list on our behalf, or on your behalf, really, as the homeowner. And their job is to try to make the project manager as embarrassed as possible, right? They're coming in there just teasing that whole thing apart and giving long follow-up list for that project
manager.
That's
like your mom coming in after she told you to clean your room. And she's like, well, there's a sock over there and you didn't make your pillow perfectly straight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of just included in the price of the house that you'll have a third-party inspector coming through already. And those follow-up lists are already done by the time you come into the home to walk with the new home orientation process. So you can really expect a pretty spectacular house by the time that meeting begins.
Who's sort of coming into this meeting? So it's obviously the PJM, the project manager, but I guess the primary buyers, right?
Yeah.
The owners, whoever's going to own the house.
Yeah, absolutely. Whoever's primarily responsible for the house,
right.
The care and maintenance of it, the ownership of it. It's a real exciting, like I say, part one is celebratory, but part two is really education. And that can get overshadowed a bit. I mean, there's a lot of nerves in your belly. You're excited. You're within a week of settlement and you're dealing with your movers and you have all this final paperwork and you got all these jitters going on and you're excited to bring your kids or grandma or Uncle Joe or whatever. And you really want to show off how excited you are. I love every bit of that excitement, but this is really not the meeting for that because there's a lot to learn, right? I mean, everybody knows what a house is, but not everybody necessarily knows the best way to take care of a brand new investment. There's a lot you can learn. You know, you never know what you don't know. And that meeting is going to really help expose the things that you just never thought about inside a house. And if there's too many distractions, too many people in the house, you're going to lose a lot of the benefit of that education side of the new home orientation. So I always like to tell the homeowners and folks that come with me is that try to keep it just yourself or just the two of you or whoever's the primary homeowner there. And then leave the celebration portion to after you get through the education side.
So if I'm taking a class at a school, I wouldn't bring like all my sisters and like maybe my parents come along with me. That would be awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good way to think about it. It's like, hey, you need to learn some things as part of the directive of this meeting. And like you said, it used to take around 3 or 4 hours, even if you had a new homeowner who wasn't familiar with any of the mechanisms of the house. But now we have a new system where I think really, not that we don't have the time to have that long of a meeting, but anything after about 90 minutes, you start to wear down and you stop absorbing information. So we have a new QR system. Actually, we have a formal name for it. What is that name?
It is the Home Care Quick Links.
Home Care Quick Links.
Tiny bit of a tongue twister, but we're pretty proud of this. We actually came up with our own title for this concept of QR code because this is a super innovation inside this industry as a whole. We took point on this idea and a QR code. If you're not familiar with what it looks like, just think about pretty much the back of your cereal box or pretty much any manual out there has this little bizarre box with these little awkward checkerboards on it. That is a language that your smartphone will read. And you simply hover your smartphone, your camera on your smartphone right over top of it, and it's going to take you to information.
Takes you to the internet.
Take you to the internet.
Somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what used to make up the bulk of the content, that 3-hour time period, is a lot of technical information, shall we say, care and maintenance tips and how things work and a little bit of troubleshooting or common missteps. And it was just such a daunting to-do list of things to remember. I would always ask people to make sure you bring a notepad because you're going to need to take notes this whole time.
Yeah.
And by the end of that meeting.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Celebration.
Great to see my new house. By the way, bring a notepad.
Yeah, absolutely. So by the end of it, you know, your 3 hours, everybody's face is just melting and they're not excited to see you anymore. They just want to get out of the house. And at the end of the day, honestly, they don't typically retain most of that information, even though it's important. So what was important for us is to figure out a way to get that important information in your hands when you need it. If you're moving in July, you don't really need to be thinking about cold weather preparations. It's just not relevant to the fact that you have all this on your mind. So what you'll see scattered around the house are various either stickers or tags that are going to be hanging from things around the house that your project manager will tour you through and point them out to you as you're walking through the house. And he'll say, hey, here's a conversation about changing your HVAC filter, or if there's ever an issue with your garbage disposal, or here's the winterization process for your hose bibs if you live in a freezing temperature state. Come back to this, wave your phone in front of it, and it's going to teach you everything you need to know when it's appropriate to know it. And obviously that chews down a lot of the time requirement of the walkthrough itself.
I love that. You know, I'm not someone who ever refers back to a notebook, even though I usually do carry one with me at work. I don't look back. I'm pretty much paperless. And I can totally see the benefit of just scanning when you need something. Even when I cook, I don't really go to the recipes that I've printed out. I Google them and just follow them right from my phone. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's actually two parts to that. One of them is the take you to the internet portion. The other portion of that is automatically adding certain care and maintenance reminders into your phone's calendar application.
Oh.
So you can scan it and say, change your HVAC filter. We want you to do that every 3 months or so. So once you scan that in, it's going to right away pop up a little box, add this appointment. And every 3 months for the next 5 years, your phone is going to do the job of reminding you to change your HVAC filter. And there's, you know, a dozen or so of those that are already ready to go. So right there during your walkthrough, you can already just scan each and every one of them, pop them into your phone right there, and you don't have to remember it ever again for the next 5 years to do these fundamental kind of, you know, take care of your investment, take care of your home things.
Do you guys do anything that's not in your phone? I mean, my whole family, if we don't have an invitation in our email for something that's happening, we're not doing it. Or it throws everybody off and they're like, it's not in my calendar.
When my son said he had this something for school and everyone in the family happened to be at the table, we all just took our phones out and we're like, well, we don't see this on the calendar. What world have you been living in? Oh, that's great. And I do think, you know, if you're a first time homeowner or home buyer, it can seem daunting that I have all this maintenance I have to do. And what is this? I'm used to renting. Someone takes care of this. But even when you rent, you still have filters to change and things that the person who does own the home needs you to do. And I think actually after about one or two times doing it, you know, let's take air filters, for example. I think actually it was kind of fun. And now I'm sort of the dorky dad. And I was asking my daughter, what are you doing this Saturday? And she's like, oh, I'm going to the movies. And then I'm going to this hockey game. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, well, first I'm going to change these air filters. I'm actually kind of excited by this. This is going to be good.
Yeah, super.
And it takes about 10 or 15 minutes. But, you know, when you own something and you take care of it, it makes a difference. It's not a chore at that point. It's your investment in your house, and it's the air quality, and it's taking care of everybody that lives in that house. So it's pretty cool. And I think it's also home ownership in America builds stronger communities because the people in that community really care for their house. They care for each other. The neighbors that you're going to see on your Facebook group, there's no running away from that group. You can avoid friends. Neighbors are there, and you're going to be living with them. So it's a fun part of owning a house that often seems like a chore to outsiders. But really, once you've done it, I think most people agree.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think the real critical element there is confidence. You can really have a lot of pride in your home and what it looks like and how well it runs if you're confident in how you're approaching the house. And when you come in with some insecurities and uncertainties and a lot of questions, it just builds a lot of fear and anxiety. And that's where just like nervous complaining comes from. And you don't have that confidence. And if you don't have it, you can't have the pride in it. And you're always scared that something's wrong. And that's really what is so cool about the new home orientation and why it is so important to dedicate to the time just to yourself or you and your significant other, whatever, so that you can build that sense of confidence. And then when you have that celebration walkthrough with your kids or the grandparents or whoever, you have that confidence already and you can sort of impart that excitement.
And the reminders are great. A couple years ago, I forgot about the whole winterization hose bibs thing, which takes about 10 minutes to do. But my friend texted me around 11:30 p.m. I was already in bed, just kind of scrolling endlessly through the internet. And he's like, oh, it's going to be 28 degrees. I hope you guys put your hoses away and winterize. I was like, oh, put my jacket on. I went outside. I was like, okay, I can't sleep knowing that something bad might happen. But
I've never gotten a text like that from a friend.
I have unique friends.
Sounds like it.
I think he might have been trolling me too, because it wasn't going to get that cold. It has to get pretty cold for something to really freeze up. So awesome. That sounds good. So it's not just text. There's videos, actually, primarily a video, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the majority of them, certain subjects are kind of handled in different ways, just based on whatever the content might be. But the majority of those QR home care quick links are going to take you to a sort of a digital PDF document. And on one side, it'll have a little column of just the primary bullet points. And that may be all you need. If you want to dive a little bit deeper, there's going to be a link to a little video. And it's going to physically demonstrate the thing nice and slow and gentle for, you know, the intention is to cater to those that are having a difficult time wrapping their heads around the subject. So we try to tease it apart nice and simple so you can really find some comfort in that.
And it's unique to the specific product
that
we're using instead of trolling YouTube and not really knowing if you end up in the right place, right?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. And so what's cool about the QR code thing, to get a little teeny bit technical, is that we're not giving you a certain specific little sheet for that specific brand. This is taking you to a place where we can constantly be evolving those types of recommendations and suggestions and helpful hints. So if over time we go back and we're like, man, we really should have included this little helpful hint about that subject, we can do that. And the next time you scan that QR code, you're going to see that new update. So again, kind of staying on the cutting edge of
well, we're sitting here in the third floor of our corporate office, and this is actually where customer calls come in. If they have a question about something, they call in here. So the people that work on these videos are upstairs a floor or two. And so it's a very tight group here. Say, hey, we're getting calls about this. Can we add this to the video? Is there something we could explain a little bit better so that future homeowners don't have to call in? They can just get it straight from the video. You don't have to like and subscribe. We don't have any ads at the front of the video. Don't you hate that when you're like, I just need this answer. This is a 40-minute intro. Nope, straight to the good stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
It's such a thoughtful concept. And Ryan, I love that you mentioned confidence because, you know, as the home buyer, I have so much confidence in you as you're building my home. And now you're kind of setting me up for success and building my confidence to take over. But where do we go from here? Like, is our relationship ending? Are we cutting the cord? Are we still going to be in communication?
Is it like a high five handshake at the end of that meeting?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Don't
call me again. And no, of course, just like any other relationship, I think throughout the whole period of time, there becomes a different primary point of contact. That's generally how things roll, but we're still around all the time. So what you will be introduced to is a whole nother member of that contact tree, and that's going to be the warranty department. So if anything is not working the way that it's supposed to be working, we're not just going to sell you, you know, tough luck, go find a subcontractor. You know, we're there to take care of that ourselves. So your contact family simply grows at that meeting and at that transition point when you actually move into the house. And so those guys are awesome. The warranty team, almost every single one of them is a career project manager who has transitioned over. So they've all built hundreds of houses themselves. So they know the process inside and out. And so if there's ever any kind of an issue, their ability to dial in on where the problem is coming from and how we can fix it for you as quickly as possible, it's pretty awesome. It's a pretty seamless addition to that contact process.
Yeah, that's great. That definitely gives you peace of mind. And it seems to be a common theme, the concept of the community team. Everyone's always working together. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's important for us. I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have these hard stop communication, pick up with new guy, and then you have this weird, oh, wait, I don't know your backstory.
Building a new relationship.
Yeah, silly. Yep. So it makes it so, honestly, for our perspective, it's a lot easier for us to take care of you if we have a long-term communication with all the different primary points of contact. It just makes everything easier. Why not run your business that way?
We start that at the very beginning of a new community. We have the salespeople and the production people meet and walk the home sites and what's this community going to be about. And then the first time a customer signs a contract, it's the introductions begin. And there's definitely new members that are added to the team, but no one ever walks away permanently and says, well, that's it for me. My whole job is done. The entire job of the team is to get you not just to new home orientation, but to settlement and beyond settlement in the other years that you're going to be in your house. And as a company that's been building since 1948, I think is the correct year, we've been doing it a long time. We will be doing it for a long time. So we'll be here to support that. So you mentioned this tip, prepare to protect. The new home orientation is just 2-3 days before settlement. What can Kelsey be doing during those days to make sure that she's ready for move-in?
Yeah, absolutely. So I recommend this to everyone because it's such an obvious thing, but you completely forget about it until the movers show up. And then you're like, oh no, panic. And that panic button is you have this beautiful, shiny, pristine, perfect, wonderful house, which, by the way, is going to get little nicks and scratches. So
on day one,
it's time to relax. It's like buying a new pair of shoes. Sometimes the best thing to do is just scuff it once so you don't have a panic attack about wearing your new pair of shoes. But you're going to have little bumps and bruises. But nobody wants to see a ton of bumps and bruises right there on their very first day. So thinking a little bit ahead about how you can protect against that unusual volume of foot traffic and people carrying odd-shaped objects through doorways, potentially some weather to contend with. If Mother Nature decides it's going to be a wet day on move-in day, well, it's going to be a wet day. Having some plans for that. So a couple of things I like to recommend is, depending on whether you are moving in yourself with some family and friends, hopefully, or just hiring a moving company. If you have a moving company come in, just ask them what their protection process is. Yeah. Is it floor coverings? If it's floor coverings, is it just the entryway to the house? Is it just a single aisle from one room to another? Or is it comprehensive into every bedroom? A lot of moving companies will say, oh yeah, we protect it, but it's really only the first maybe 20 feet into the front door and then that's it.
Whatever's on my shoe is now on your carpet.
Exactly right. Yeah. And you say carpet, that's a real critical one there as well. So for the most part, on hardwood surfaces and tile, you can roll out some paper with some tape so there's no risk of slipping down. That's pretty easy. Carpet's a little bit trickier to do that with. In particular, carpeted stairs. This is one I always recommend my customers think about. Moving companies very rarely will provide any kind of protection on carpeted stairs. You can buy this a roll that's about 2 feet wide of plastic, and it's got this kind of tacky back to it. And you can stick it to the surface of the carpet, and it's awesome. And it peels right off just like a loose sticker. But if you happen to have a rainy day and you get some goo on your shoe, that plastic's going to keep you from having a carpet cleaning bill on your very first day.
I did buy one of those rolls and used it, and it was a lifesaver because it did rain when we moved in. And while our yard was done, there were other aspects of the neighborhood that were not quite done. And so there was little spots of dirt and, just wet shoes everywhere. So.
Yeah. And note to all the listeners, we did not have this conversation first. So thank you very much for being
right.
Prophetically confirming what I'm saying is valid. Yeah. So floor coverings obviously are number one. One thing that is not ever seemingly thought about is how people are going to walk in and out of the house. If you simply have a plan, this is the door where we walk in, and here's the door where we walk out. That entrance to your house is almost certainly not going to get beat up. If everybody's coming in and out the same door, you're constantly bumping into each other, which means that piece of furniture you're carrying gets shimmied to the right, and boom, there's scratch number one way,
out the other way. Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah. So if you have like a simple plan of the floor path from the van through this door to the room, and you leave the house through another door or something like that, if it's possible.
If your friends and your family take direction well.
I was going to say, I think you may have met your new best friend. You have the one texting you about the hose bib. Now we can talk. Exit and entrance. Good stuff.
Yeah. My friends were very helpful in moving. I can't say they were too concerned about my carpet or which door they were going in and out. They're just like, we're moving all your heavy stuff, dude. Yeah. Give us beer and pizza and shut up.
Yeah. I would never think to really plan all of this in advance. So I love like that. I think that's a great tip.
I'm doing this next time.
Me too.
I'm taking mental notes over here.
Yep. For sure. That's a great tip. Prepare to protect.
Yeah. The last little bullet point I will say is that if there's anything that's a preventative maintenance item, if you want to seal your tile grout, or if you have a granite countertop, sealing concrete, all that kind of stuff that's a little bit difficult to do once there are objects in the house, plan to do that before the truck shows up. Just do it. Most of the time, it doesn't take more than half an hour to seal and set and wipe off. Get it done before there's stuff in the way. Because as soon as there's stuff in the way, you'll never do it. And it just won't happen. So those are kind of my little key bullet points.
Yeah, I think it was nice to have a day or two in between when we, when we could have moved in, when we actually moved in, just a little bit of a buffer there to do those sort of things. And you can kind of like set up some candles, maybe have an intimate dinner with your spouse. It was kind of nice to not have all the stuff in there and then have plenty of time to do what we wanted to do. Well, Ryan, thank you for joining us today. Very helpful. And hopefully we'll have you on the show again. And in the next episode, we're going to be talking about the settlement of your home. And we're going to have a special guest, Lucy. She works in our mortgage department, but she's also done or settled hundreds, if not maybe 1,000 homes. I have to ask her, but she's done that for years. So all the questions you have about all the paperwork and what's signed and how long it's going to take and keys and all those things, we're going to get into that and we'll answer all of those questions. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to stay in the loop for that and other future episodes. And visit newhomeowner.com if you have a question you want to submit or an idea for future topics. And if you have a friend in the market for a new home, share a podcast so they know what to expect as a new home buyer. And have them visit ryanhomes.com if they want to browse communities near them and they can be a new homeowner as well. See you next time.